In any case, the t-shirt was brilliant, whoever you were. So kudos to you. And Moose P gave Big Fatty a bunch of wine, because that's Moose P's a good like that. He understands the true needs of an elderly man with nothing better to do. Drink wine. I just bought a bunch of wine myself, in fact.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty understands the true needs of an elderly man.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3191 of the BFO for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Well, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, be pretty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, non-arrivers. Big Fatty, you haven't arrived in a while. No, not that kind of arrival. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're non-arrivers today because, y'all, I got an e-letter from fucking Dan. You know fucking Dan from over there at the Gayish Little Show? He says, hey, Big Fatty, I just wanted to let you know I put a kid in the mail to you, which will be most appropriate for you to read on your April 30th little show. I just hope it arrives on time. Well, it didn't. Y'all, the mail came early here on Hump Day, and y'all, it's 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon as I record this, and nothing, not a damn thing. So maybe it'll arrive tomorrow, which will actually, when I record, will still be April the 30th. So, y'all, he says it's not necessary you open it on the 30th of April, but it would just be very appropriate. Well, all I got to say is, if fucking Dan is sending a Big Fatty something that he thinks is appropriate, Big Fatty, you know it'll be very inappropriate, just the way you like it. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, today, the 30th of April, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have met this person one time. Y'all, it was New Year's Eve, and I met him at the compound. And y'all, you hear me speak of him and his husband and Dan Bree Jr. Big Fatty, I bet I know who it is. I bet you do too. Y'all, it is none other than the Flopfo. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Flopfo. Flopfo, Big Fatty, I can't say it. Y'all, also known as Drum Major Kev. And y'all, he's absolutely. Is just one of the kindest people that you'll ever meet. Big Fatty, and he's got that 70s poon mustache. It's true. y'all quite an accomplished cook, and I hope he passes those skills along to young Danbury Jr. Yes, me Betty. So y'all, if you see the flopfo on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets to put his feet up and be flopfo for a day and let them eat cake. Yes, Shippy! See, y'all, you may be wondering what the hell this is all about. Y'all, today's another very important day because, y'all, April the 30th, it is the retirement day of the Faye driver. Oh, yes, Big Betty, I thought he was retired years ago with his advanced curmudgeonness. But y'all, today is his last day as Fire Marshal Fay, and y'all, we send him the best wishes out there because the best is yet to come. Yes, Big Freddy, you can say that again, y'all. The best is yet to come. Yes, Big Freddy.
It's time to keep living, time to keep taking from the world you're given. You are my time, so I'll throw off my shawl. And watching your flings be flung all over makes me feel young all over.
In just no time at
an all-Broadway happy music day. It's true. Since I talked to you yesterday, well, as I was recording yesterday, young Nicholas came in to check on the elderly. And, y'all, he stayed for a little while. We social distanced. And, probably had a couple of glasses, maybe three glasses of wine apiece. And, y'all, it was just lovely. It was just lovely sitting on the porch. And it was physical distancing. I'm getting antsy again. So I think I'm going to go back into quarantine. Betty. You know, kind of like Mr. Cackle. Yes, Big Betty. It'll be at the end of the world. It'll be the cockroaches and you and Mr. Cackle. Well, that doesn't sound so bad. Betty. After young Nicholas left... what did I do? Oh, y'all, I finished up eating a few things that I had, you know, a bite of this and a bite of that and another bite of this in the refrigerator. And y'all, it just didn't sit well on my stomach with all that wine. So I had to take a couple of Alka-Seltzers because it was just like, bleh, bleh, bleh. And y'all, then I remembered that one of the side effects of drinking too much wine. Big Fatty, why don't you just do the bumper?
It's Fatty's colon content report. It's Fatty's colon content report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Tell us about your shit.
Dick, I see y'all that, of course, is down.
Christ, I have got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Oh, yes, with a dollar. That is
isn't there a bag of groceries that needs delivering?
Maybe no.
A taxi that needs driving?
No, Uber Eats.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yes. Y'all that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. Y'all, by the way, Digga, the old gal on the Twitty said that her privates weren't working anymore. Y'all, this is just, it happens with age. It just happens with age. And so, you know, y'all send the old gal a little eggplant emoji or something like that. Bill, honey! but anyway, what was I saying? Oh, colon content report. Y'all, I had forgotten that the red wine goes through me like anything eaten by a Canada goose. Y'all just y'all, it's a fire hydrant. It's a fire hydrant of, and it's not totally liquid. It's just kind of gummy. Well, it's got a little bit of a jiggle to it. Fanny. That is just vodka. And, but y'all, and it's just vile. Just vile. But anyway, y'all, I had to run to the toilet a couple of times, because that wine just went right through me. Anyway, y'all, I slept pretty well. I didn't get the sleep effects of wine, you know, went to sleep a little bit earlier than the night before, but still, you know, not so bad. But y'all, I didn't wake up. I did not wake up until 9 a.m. in the morning on hump day. And y'all, I got up and had my coffee, and I had a couple of more of the sausage biscuits for my brufkas. Got the Sudoku just fine, no problem at all. This is a level 2. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was a little warmer than yesterday, and the very beginning, the breeze wasn't blowing very well. But y'all, by the time I got back home, y'all, the wine was still in me, because I needed to hurry up and hit the porcelain throne when I got back. Yes, Big Betty. And but y'all, the wind was really kicking up. Yes, Big Betty, from the sky and from your butthole. No, anyway, so I came back and I took my shirt and everything, and y'all, I was a little bit hungry, so y'all, I pulled out one of those containers of the mashed cauliflower. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm gonna have to find my clothespin for my nose. Anyway, I pulled that out, and y'all, I cooked it up and put some butter and salt and pepper on it. Y'all, it was like eating a big old container of mashed potatoes. Y'all, it was just lovely. And and y'all, then I sat on the porch for a little bit and saw the mail truck come up, and nothing, not a damn thing. And y'all, then here I am. Be ready. Here I am, recording the little show. Y'all, I do plan to go to the Von's East. I'm going to the Von's East after 7 p.m. in the evening, when the crowd is at its smallest. Yes, Big Betty, and everything's already been picked over. Well, you know, I only need a few things. I need solid. Y'all, they didn't have solid on sale in the circular, but I'll see what see what they got. And y'all, did you hear old Stinkpot? Well, I tell you what, I'll get to that in a second. But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty. see, y'all, did you listen to old Stinkpot? Old Stinkpot's little yo, first of all, earlier this week, he was all excited because I did that little skitette with I don't even remember what we talked about. Oh, yes, we made it. It was about my dream. Oh, yeah, that's right. There was something unusual with his excitement. Yo, Big Fatty, it don't take much. That's just all I gotta say. I really enjoyed Stinkpot's latest little show. Y'all, he cooked a pot roast for his, as he calls him, his dadu, for his birthday. And y'all, as I was listening to that on my nipple walk, hump day morning, y'all, now I want to go out and buy me a boneless roast to make me a pot roast with Yasmin Betty. Stinkpot, thanks a lot for making me get fatter. Yasmin Betty, y'all, and speaking of getting fatter, y'all, did you hear Archer and his husband? Y'all, they were talking about supporting local businesses, and one of the local businesses that they support is owned by the husband of Big Freddy. Let me guess. Oh, I tell you what, give me a clue. A Big Fatty, is that Miss Nora O'Donnell? It is. It's her husband. Y'all, she mentioned that her husband owned a restaurant in the D.C. area. Evidently, Archer and his husband go there on a regular basis. Oh, Big Fatty, to have a brush with a famous person. I know Miss Nora O'Donnell's husband is going to be thrilled when Archer walks in and gets to brush up against him. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, I just thought that was kind of cool. And and by the way, y'all, that music of the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell, y'all, that's what's being, it's been getting caught in my head as I get ready to lay down and go to sleep each night. Y'all, it's just, it'll drive you to drink. Yes, Big Fatty, red wine, and then you'll have the red wine shits. Oh. But anyway, y'all, the Russian bots are at it again today. I have thrown away over a hundred of them today. And that's all I got to say. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely last day of April. Y'all, don't forget when you wake up tomorrow, first thing out of your mouth, rabbit, rabbit. And y'all, I'm going to try to remember to read this article that sent to me about Rabbit Rabbit being on CNN. Big Fatty sounds lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the newest retiree in Pride 48 and Faye Driver. Any wisdom you want to pass along to everyone as you retire?
Big Fatty understands the true needs of an elderly man.
Oh, yes, I understand your needs, and your needs are vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.